You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a very special guest on the line, and that is Rowan Pearce from Glass Vaults. Kia ora, Rowan. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to be able to chat to you. Been very much enjoying the new Glass Vaults record, Sounds That Sound Like Music, which is a great title. Are you feeling good about having it out in the world?
Yeah, totally. Very, very good. And hopefully picking up some records today, so it's all go.
Oh, awesome.
Shows later in the year. Yeah.
Does it feel more real when you get a physical copy of it in your hands?
Totally. It's one of the satisfying parts of it, I guess, because putting the record out into the digital ether doesn't have that same satisfaction value.
Well, it's still very satisfying to listen to. And you've got some awesome people collaborating with you throughout this record. Of course, core Glass Vaults whānau is Richard Larson, Bevan Smith and yourself, but you've got a whole bunch of awesome people that play with you when you perform live, and you've also got some very cool people who've worked with you on this record. Charlotte Forrester from Womb, I see, is credited, and also Gemma Syme, aka Instant Fantasy. Who and how did you pull this whole album together, and why did you talk to those particular people about being part of it?
Well, I guess over the years we're lucky to have such amazing, talented friends and collaborators. So I guess it's a collection of friends that we've worked with before, like Charlotte we've worked with before, and had a close relationship with her when we were all in Wellington, where of course we're all around the country now. So people like that, and Corey, who we've worked with before and plays with us live a lot. So those were friends that we've worked with quite a bit, and then on top of that, Gemma, who we're good friends with, and she came on board to write the song Pure Imagination with Richard, and also Tom Coward, who Bevan got on board to play fretless bass on the record,
nice.
Who we hadn't worked with before, which was really, really exciting and really cool process. We recorded the parts on synthesizer, and then Tom transcribed them across the fretless bass, and it sounds awesome.
I'm really intrigued by what some of the kind of thematic ideas you've got going on in this record are, because there's a lot of tongue-in-cheek kind of humour involved in this album, which I very much enjoy. What happens between the songwriting process and also the, you know, song creation process? Do you, as a band, talk about what you want tracks to be about, or does it just kind of happen?
Not really. Well, we don't really talk too much about what they're going to be about. I mean, often Richard would come with the lyrics, and he'll bring them into like the sessions that we did. So for this record, we did like a couple of like getaway sessions around the country in kind of remote locations. And so Richard would bring the lyrics and songs to those sessions, and we'd work on them together musically. Not a lot of talking about what the songs are about. You might be best to talk to Richard about that. I think we all have our own kind of take a little bit, on what they're about.
These getaway sessions that you did, is that kind of because you're all, you know, dotted around the country now? Did you sort of feel like you needed to have that time and space just together to work things out?
Yeah, definitely. Like finding a space with common ground was a big thing, of being like, okay, let's all go away from our homes so we're not all going to kind of, you know, one person's home and regular routine. Mainly that, just getting away from kind of regular routines and being able to focus on playing around and experimenting and recording without kind of the baggage of everyday life, I guess, yeah.
And what is it like, I guess, because you guys have been friends for a really long time and you've been a band for a really long time. What's it like having this new kind of chapter, I guess, when you're not all in the same city? Do you find it poses new sort of challenges for making music, or is it just a different kind of exciting way of working together?
It does pose new challenges. I guess like communicating virtually and talking virtually, some people are more inclined to that than others. Personally, I find that a bit of a challenge, but it does really make for those times when we do get together to be really, really like exciting times, and Yeah. Not being able to play kind of regularly together, I do miss that. Mm. But the kind of eclectic, I think the kind of eclecticness that, like, I guess typically this record and that process brings is interesting to me.
I guess a lot of...
As opposed to kind of working on things, you know, week in and week out.
I was going to say, I guess a lot of bands have had to learn to work remotely or work in under weird circumstances in this strange pandemic year that we are all experiencing at the moment. I'm thinking of Oils and Perfume, which was, I think, one of the first singles you released from this, and you had a sort of lockdown video situation. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because I think it's a really fun idea.
Yeah, that was, during lockdown, and my partner's a dancer, and the band kind of, Richard and Bevan and I were chatting around what to do for a video, and we were kind of, I was in lockdown with my partner, obviously, and we were like, okay, we'll make a video with you, and then somehow it came around and it was like, well, actually, let's just get in touch with kind of all our friends around the country that are dancers and people that kind of want to move and are feeling a bit like stagnant and cramped. Mm. So, working with Richard and my partner Bianca, she kind of reached out to a lot of her connections and network and people that are movers and dancers, and then from there we extended to just friends and people that we know that might want to contribute.
Cool.
Through filming a little clip and then of a dance that was created.
Well,
and then we kind of put that together.
Well, it was one of those sort of beautiful bright spots of lockdown when you see the kind of creative ways people were managing the weirdness of isolation and not being able to be in spaces with other people and see your friends and stuff. I really enjoyed that. So thanks for making that. It really made me smile. Thanks for making this great record as well. It is out in the world now. Sounds That Sound Like Music. And you are playing some shows, including one in Auckland with Crap Date, who we actually just listened to on this show a few minutes ago. When can we catch you in Tamaki Makaurau?
We are playing, oh my god, on the spot. Our shows are in December.
I think the 12th, the 12th I've got here
the
for.
The 12th of December at Whammy Bar.
That is the one.
Yeah. And we've got shows also in Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin. But 12th of December at Whammy Bar, you can catch us.
Fantastic. And I think Banished Music is the place to go for tickets. Rowan, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We're going to listen to Boys on Boys, which is currently knocking around the BFM playlist. Thank you for chatting to us today.
Cool. Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
Slip back, overcoat, leather jacket, folded note. Highways all the way to the top and back again. I don't belong here and I won't be here much longer. If I don't belong, neither do you. Won't you tell me that your love is getting strong? Neither do you. boys on boys on boys on
We are grooving in the studio. This is such a cool track. Boys on Boys by Glass Vaults. Thank you so much, Rowan, for speaking to us this morning. The whole record is out now, Sounds That Sound Like Music. You can get it at glassvaults.bandcamp.com. It's $9.99 digital. Or if you go into a record store, you can get it on vinyl. Actually, you can get the vinyl through their Bandcamp too. But support your local while you're at it. And you can catch them at Whammy Bar on the 12th of December with Crap Date. That will be a very fun show. Banished Music is the place to go to get those tickets.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.